When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello there, and welcome to Ask Us Anything, where popular science answers your wildest queries. I'm Chelsea B. Coombs, PopSci's social editor, and your host for today.
And I'm producer Jess Bodie. Chelsea, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. Today's episode is going to get into some pretty gross territory, right?
Well, it actually depends on who you ask. We're looking into why some people, myself included, like pimple popping so much, whether we're watching YouTube videos or doing it ourselves. And I've got to ask, Jess, where do you fall on the pimple popping partisan divide?
Well, I can't really stomach the videos. And sometimes they'll come up on my TikTok and I have to just like scroll really fast, but sometimes I like can't look away. And so I kind of watch and then I get too gross out and I scroll. But yeah, I do have a special method for popping my own pimples.
Really?
I use those little have you seen those little pimple like sticker band-aid things?
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, so I use those overnight, like after the pimple is like open, but like I'm too afraid to pop it. So I cover it with the sticker, and then in the morning you take off that sticker and it like has sucked out all the poison and you can see it, and it's still super gross and satisfying.
It really is. And same with those like Biore, those you know, you're really not supposed to use those.
I was just going to say, I've heard those are not so good, but still
they're not
satisfying.
Good for you. Yeah. But like looking at the stuff, it's pretty nice.
Totally.
So no matter where you fall on the pimple popping pleasure spectrum, we're going to get into the science behind it right after this break.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, we're back. And Chelsea is going to squeeze some of the mystery out of why we're so into pimple popping.
I just love the pimple metaphors. Like we just are going to continue making them. Sorry to everyone in the audience. So to understand why people love popping pimples or watching other people do so, our first step is actually to examine one of our most basic emotions, disgust. To understand why certain things give us the ick, I spoke with Daniel Kelly. He's a professor of philosophy at Purdue University and the author of a book called Yuck, The Nature and Moral Significance of Disgust. He told me that disgust evolved to protect us from infectious diseases and poisons. So consider almost universal elicitors of ew, like rotten meat or poop. They can easily contain microbes that would make us really sick if we ingested them. Then you have bodily fluids like blood, spit, or pus, including the pus from a pimple. But we usually only see those as disgusting if they come out of our bodies.
Right. And it would be a problem if we were constantly disgusted by the thought of blood in our veins, for example.
Right, exactly. It's a huge problem. And I love this metaphor that Kelly used. He said disgust is like a bouncer enforcing a no re-entry policy. So once those bodily fluids are out in the big bad world, they can potentially be contaminated by bacteria or other pathogens. So we really don't want to put them back inside of us.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And disgust was actually really important in keeping our ancestors alive because we can't actually see those tiny pathogens like viruses and bacteria that make us sick. But we do, however, recognize what it looks like when someone is sick. So when we see someone sweating or coughing, we become disgusted and tend to avoid them.
That makes sense. And it feels ever more prevalent in today's pandemic world.
I know, right?
When you hear or see somebody coughing.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, yeah. but if disgust is such an ancient and important reflex, why don't we all react in the same way then when we see, for example, a little bit of pus coming out of the skin?
That is an awesome question, Jess. And the short answer is that on a basic primal level, even popping fanatics get at least a little disgusted.
Okay.
And this definitely tracks with my own personal experience. Like when I watch an extraction of a blackhead or a whitehead, I'm still kind of grossed out. But there's actually something in it that's super satisfying, and that overrides that discomfort for me. And Kelly says it's all about whether your enjoyment outweighs your instinctive revulsion. And it also makes sense that lots of folks are into TikTok videos of pimple popping, but wouldn't be tempted to squeeze a fat zit they see on a friend's face, which maybe you should not do, you know, maybe ask permission first.
Just a thought.
I know. If you're watching it happen to someone else through a screen, though, you're controlling your exposure. So you know that you're not in any real danger of coming into contact with those potential pathogens. Kelly compared this to people who love horror movies. No matter how scary or disgusting a film is, we know a zombie isn't actually going to pop up and eat our brains, at least, you know, until the next pandemic.
Right. But, oh, no.
I know. Spoiler alert. But even for people that are doing the actual in-person popping, either on themselves or on someone else, there's still an element of control involved. It's not the same as suddenly coming upon an infected wound. Your conscious mind actually has a response to that initial feeling of ick, which lets your lizard brain know it's all gonna be okay.
Right. Okay. I think this is making more sense to me.
Good.
But there are people who are just like fully grossed out by a pimple video, which I like have one foot in that camp, I guess.
Sure.
But is there anything in particular that makes it more likely for someone to be in the pro popping camp?
So you may not believe this, but a group of scientists actually tried to figure this out.
Amazing.
They published a paper on it in 2021. They basically took 38 enjoyers and 42 non-enjoyers of pimple popping and had them watch video clips that showed either pimple popping, water fountains, or steam cleaning. The researchers measured their brain activity in a functional magnetic resonance imaging, or fMRI machine, as the clips played. And the water fountain spraying and steam cleaning videos were actually used as the controls because they're, you know, pretty similar to a pimple popping when you think about it.
I guess that's true. I didn't really think about it that way.
I honestly could probably watch all of these videos all day. But back to pus.
Yeah.
So before they popped the pimple lovers and haters into the fMRI, the researchers also had their subjects complete a survey. They found that people who liked zit squeezing videos reported greater sensitivity to being rewarded or punished, as well as better disgust regulation skills than those who didn't. And what's really cool is that those self-reported qualities actually matched up with what the researchers found in the brain imaging part of the study.
Oh.
So I know. So in the nucleus accumbens, it's part of the brain's pleasure system, and it's been shown to modulate people's responses to the things that they dislike. So the people who didn't enjoy pimple popping videos mainly just felt disgusted while watching them, and their nucleus accumbens was deactivated in response. And while the nucleus accumbens was also deactivated in people who like the pimple popping videos, it was actually more active than in their pop-hating counterparts.
Huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And another part of the brain that's activated when we're disgusted is called the insula. So the level of connectivity between the accumbens and the insula also varied between the two groups, with the pimple popping fans having greater connectivity. The researchers hypothesized that the increased connectivity of the insula with the accumbens might actually be tied to better disgust regulation.
Okay. So it seems like liking pimple popping videos seems to be a reflection of how well your brain can handle the initial disgust you feel when you watch.
Yep.
Okay.
It's super nice to know that my brain is probably better at disgust regulation, although that is news to me. But I will happily volunteer for their next study if it means I get to enjoy some Dr. Pimple Popper.
Watching pimple popping definitely seems healthier than doing it to yourself or someone else, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately for me, dermatologists say you really shouldn't DIY this particular task. Mm. It breaks the skin and can cause infections and scarring. And they really say that blackheads and whiteheads should just be left alone, although home treatments like benzoyl peroxide can help clear them up more quickly. So if you've got something you really want to get out, maybe go to a dermatologist.
Yeah.
They're trained to handle those extractions properly.
Right.
But like many other things in life, prevention is usually the best course of action. I haven't popped too many of my own pimples since getting prescription treatment, which is not, this is not sponsored. This video is not sponsored, but I will always have my fond memories and thousands of pimple popping videos on the internet to keep me satisfied.
And disgusted in a good way, in a good way. thanks for coming on, Chelsea.
Thank you for having me.
Got a question for the editors at Popular Science? Send an email to ask@popsci.com. Ask Us Anything is produced by the editors of Popular Science. This episode was written and reported by Chelsea B. Coombs. Editing and audio engineering was by me, Jess Bodie. Big thanks to Billy Cadden for writing our theme song and to Katie Beloff for creating our logo. If you like our show, consider rating it on Apple Podcasts and leaving a review. It helps us out a lot. For more PopSci audio content, be sure to check out our sibling podcast, The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week. Thanks for listening.